Mr. Chairman, our discussion thus far has been for the veterans interested in farming. What are the facts for those individuals entering the academic or technical fields?
This fact is worth our consideration. Who would like to be first? Fine. Go ahead, Mr. Roberts.
If a veteran was just 19 when he was inducted, and it said 3 years in service, how much free schooling is he entitled to?
He is entitled to a full 4-year course of study at the government's expense. He gets 1 year of schooling by meeting the 90-day service qualification. And in addition, he will get added periods of free schooling measured by his length of service.
If an individual was studying in the technical fields before entering the Army and find later that he is best fitted for science or arts, can he switch over to one of these fields? Or must he continue the course he was studying before entering the Army?
A veteran can study anything he likes, and he can go to any approved school that will accept him as a student under the GI Bill of Rights.
Can veterans take advantage of both the educational and the business loan provisions of the GI Bill of Rights? And will he be permitted to go to school and borrow money for equipment also?
A veteran may take advantage of more than one provision of the GI Bill of Rights at a time, if he can convince his financier that he can attend school and run a business at the same time.
Mr. President.
Mr. Lyon.
I am sure the group would be interested to know the place of the rural schools in the veterans training program and the part teachers can play in helping to formulate and carry out the same.
Thank you, Mr. Lyons. I highly agree with your statement, and I know of no other person in better position to give us these facts than our principal, Mr. Nixon.
Since the rural high school is the educational center of the community, it is a logical agency for developing and administering the veterans training program. Our entire school personnel and physical facilities are always at the disposal of any serviceman who wishes to use them. High school students who entered the armed services before finishing high school will be interested to know how the school can assist them in completing their high school education. The Accreditation Service of the United States Armed Forces Institute has set up the following provisions. First, that the high school may grant credit to servicemen for educational training received while in service. Second, that credit of 1 unit be allowed to any student who needs such credit for a year's service in the armed forces. This unit of credit for general military experience may be counted as a unit in social studies. If a student has had 2 or more years in military experience, he may be allowed not to exceed 2 units and meeting the requirements of 16 units for graduation. And third, it is recommended that the high school grant diplomas to veterans upon the basis of successful completion of the General Educational Development Test provided by the Veterans Service of the American Council on Education. In addition, the Little River School offers the veteran instruction in all schools, high school subjects and elementary school subjects, including vocational agriculture, home economics, and farm shop practices. We urge you to let your school serve you as you have so gallantly served it and your country during the war.
Thank you, Mr. Nixon.
Mr. Chairman, will we have an opportunity to discuss loans? I have in mind several questions.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. I am glad you have given consideration to this important phase of the program. Since our guest is a consultant on banking, I am sure if you read your questions, he will give them consideration in his discussions.
Thank you. My questions are as follows. First, if a veteran wanted to borrow money to buy a farm, how would he go about it? And are there any special provisions provided in your institution for the GI? Second, the government guarantees only 50% of the loans for veterans. What guarantee will a local bank demand for the uninsured portion of loans? Third, if a man and his wife were both veterans, could each get a loan guaranteed at the same bank under the GI Bill of Rights to be used in buying a home or farm?
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Will you introduce our guest, Mr. Roberts?
Thank you, Mr. President. Our guest needs no introduction. He has made them, a man whose philosophy of success is work. This individual started from nothing, but he had a vision of bigger and better business for the Negro. Time will not permit me to relate the many capacities in which he serves, but I will say he is a businessman, practical educator, lecturer, philosopher in his own right, and an honorary member of the New Farmers of America, Dr. C.C. Spaulding.
Mr. Chairman, for a number of years I have watched with interest the development of the program sponsored by the New Farmers of America on local, state, and national bases. We in Durham are proud of the fine way in which the organization of Negro Farm Youth is making its contribution to better living here in our county. I take pleasure in commending Professor Moffitt and his students on their annual observation of the birthday of Booker T. Washington, a man who did much to elevate his people. If Dr. Washington were living today, I'm sure he would commend the New Farmers of America for the part they are playing in stimulating the returning veterans to take advantage of the educational opportunities the government is affording. I note from what you have been saying today that any veteran who has served 90 days or more on active duty in any branch of the United States Armed Service since September the 15th, 1940, and who has been honorably discharged may receive for subsistence $65 monthly if single and $90 if married while in training. Veterans who are interested in learning a trade or in becoming more proficient in the handling of tools should by all means take advantage of the liberal offer by the government. No veteran need deny himself the advantage offered by better training. A well-trained man is always in demand. Let us not overlook the advantage offered returning veterans through the GI loans. Under this plan, veterans will have the active support of the government should they wish to purchase farms and enjoy independence and security on farm life. In this connection, I should like to say that the Mechanics and Farmers Bank and other banks in our community have special provisions for making GI loans, and the officials of the institutions will be glad to discuss the matter with you. Where the government insures the loans up to 50%, the physical security behind the loan, the moral and financial stability of the veterans will stand on the uninsured portion. If a man and wife are both veterans, each may qualify for a GI loan. It is interesting to note that the farm average owned by Negro farmers in 9 southern states is greater than that owned by Negro farmers in the entire North and West. Also, approximately 95% of the nearly 10.5 million acres owned by Negro farmers in the United States are in the South. In conclusion, I urge the returning veterans to take advantage of every opportunity offered them. Booker Washington proved that one's color did not prevent him from rising if he is able to render outstanding service. In the words of Booker Washington, "We shall prosper in proportion as we learn to glorify and dignify labor and put brains and skill into the common occupations of life."
Fellow members, as student chairman of the radio program, I wish to thank each of you, Mr. C.C. Spaulding, Mr. C.B. Nixon, Mr. Hudie Parrish, our president, and our advisor, Mr. J.L. Moffitt, for your splendid cooperation and advice on this timely topic. I know of no finer advice to leave those of you who are entering into the many new fields made possible through this program than the philosophy given to us in the Farm Boys Creed. And I quote, "I believe in the dignity of farm work, and that I shall prosper in proportion as I learn to put knowledge and skill into the occupations of farming. I believe that the farm boy who learns to produce better crops and better livestock, who learns to improve and beautify his home surroundings, will find joy and success in meeting the challenging situations as they arise in his daily living. I believe that rural organizations should develop their leaders from within, that the boys in the rural communities should look forward to positions of leadership in the civic, social, and public life surrounding them. I believe that the life of service is the life that counts, that happiness endures to mankind when it comes from having helped lift the burdens of others. I believe in the practice of cooperation in agriculture, that it will aid in bringing to the man lowest down a wealth of giving as well as receiving. I believe that the farm boy bears the responsibility for finding and developing his talents to the end, that the life of his people may thereby be enriched, so that happiness and contentment will come to all.
Mr. Secretary, have you any record of further business which should be transacted?
I have none, sir.
Does any member know of any new or unfinished business which should properly come before this meeting? We are about to adjourn this meeting of the Little River Chapter. As we join with our fellow students and classmates, let us be diligent in labor, just in our dealing, and in all things be honest. And above all, play the game fair. Fellow members, join me in a salute to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I now declare this meeting adjourned until the next regular meeting, or until a special meeting shall be called by your president.
If every voice and scene, till earth and heaven ring, ring with the heart.
Dark past has taught us.
Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new
This program was presented by the Little River High School Chapter of the New Farmers of America with representatives from other fields. It was celebrated on the occasion of the observance of the birthday of Booker T. Washington, Negro statesman and educator. Also heard on the program were Dr. C.C. Spaulding and Mr. C.B. Nixon and officers of the chapter. This program was under the direction of Mr. J.L. Moffitt, teacher of vocational agriculture at Little River School. This is the Durham Radio Corporation. Yeah.